I'm here, man. I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, hell.
Oh, yes.
Hey.
The stars have aligned once again. You know what? Let's just do it without further ado. Ladies and gentlemen, G5 G5 Radio. So, first of all, teacher extraordinaire and sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good evening, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man?
So, all right. So, we got you in check. And now, calling via satellite from where?
Oh, the wonderful neighborhood of Mount Airy, PA.
Mount Airy, PA. And that is Mr. GPS. He's actually home this time. Good evening, sir.
Hey, now. What's going on?
All right. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty here, and we're going to go back a bit because it's been a minute since we had some talk and everything, but we got to get right to it. The Popeyes saga continues. The Popeyes saga continues.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. I don't know if you've been hearing all this stuff that's been happening other than the rave for the chicken sandwiches, but a little while back, about a couple weeks back, there was a person that was in a line down in Maryland. He decided to cut through the line, cut in front of this person. The person shanked him and killed him.
Wow.
All for a chicken sandwich. So our buddies over at the New York Post, the suspect, who we will leave nameless, a 30-year-old, was arrested for fatally knifing a 28-year-old outside of the fast food joint. It's located in Prince George County. Prince George County is a little distance from where I'm at. It's, say, about an hour and some change. It's right outside of D.C. I mean, it's been a big, big stink, literally. What happened was the guy was in line, but he started cutting in front of people. And he cut in front of the wrong person. And next thing you know, this argument wind up spilling outside of the restaurant. The guy was stabbed once in the upper body, and the cops found him in the parking lot, and he died less than an hour later.
Wow.
Mr. Cortez, what's going on with people here with this obsession with the chicken?
Here's something you cannot understand, how I can just kill a man.
Pulled out a classic. Pull out a Cypress.
That's what it's about. Man, you got to remember, you got people out here, I don't know what they put in this chicken sandwich. I mean, I think they should really sit down and examine it more thoroughly. I think it's some type of chemical up in there that makes people act out, man.
Well, there are a lot of hormones inside the chicken, but I mean, do you think it's gone that bad where people are wilding out?
They don't do that for Chick-fil-A, man. I don't see people cutting people up in chicken and Chick-fil-A line, man.
No, that is true.
I mean, something's in the sandwich. I don't know what it could be. I have not had the sandwich.
I have been close. I have been close. It is around this neighborhood here, but I haven't had it as of yet. Mr. GPS, have you still steered away from the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
I'm cool. Okay?
See, he said I'm good. I'm good. Speak on it.
You know, I don't even know what makes people think that it's that damn serious to kill somebody over for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You came to that store with that weapon in your hand based on the thought that somebody was going to cut in front of you in line to get this sandwich. I mean, it was that serious to you. You was going to make sure you was going to get it. Now, not only do you not have to worry about getting any more chicken sandwiches ever again in life, when you have to explain this shit if they ever let you out of prison, you got to explain what you did.
And on top of that, man, you're going to be somebody's bitch.
Oh.
Okay?
Be somebody prison bitch up in that piece, man.
That is true.
All because you shank somebody for a sandwich that you can get anywhere.
That is very true.
That's it.
That is true. But you know what? To kind of interject what you mentioned, GPS, you're not going to have a chicken sandwich for a long time. I'm sorry, sir. Au contraire, mon frère. There is a picture that went around Twitter recently of a person in jail with a Popeye's chicken sandwich. Oh, yes. Prisoners get it before we do. I don't know what it is, but they did get it. I mean, it was spreading all over Twitter land. I saw that like this past week.
Tell you what, I'd much rather be out of jail eating that chicken sandwich than in jail eating that chicken sandwich.
That's true, because you're gonna be sharing that joint and probably sharing a few other stuff too.
Okay.
It's just, you know, people, like, you're right. I mean, you had to go with the intentions of stabbing somebody. I mean, he went in that line probably looking to stab. He was going to stab somebody either way, man. All of a sudden, you got a shank on you all of a sudden, man.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mr. Cortez.
I mean, it sounded like it was definitely, he hadn't, whether or not he was going to do it in Popeyes, He's gonna stab somebody, man. I mean, you walk around with a shank on you for what?
Well, I guess to slice the chicken. I don't know. I mean, break it in half and save some for later. I have no idea. No, he was there to defend himself, and I guess he wanted to defend his space in line. I don't know. This brings a bigger issue, and this issue was brought about by the Washington Post. This is dated from actually earlier this November, and the title of it is Why Popeye's Markets its chicken sandwich to African Americans. Popeye's has long cultivated a black customer base, which has positive and negative ramifications. And I have not read this yet, but one excerpt says here, the chicken craze should, however, have stirred another conversation. about the uneasy relationship among marketing, race, and food stereotypes, and the way that these factors have combined into to contribute to significant health consequences for African Americans. Do you believe, either one of you gentlemen, that there is a stereotype with Popeyes and minorities?
I don't know, man. Oh, go ahead, Ms. TPA.
A stereotype, I'm not sure of. This I do know for sure. When I leave my house and drive north, the last Popeyes I hit before I get to Montgomery County is on Cheltenham Avenue.
Okay.
Once you get on the other side of Montgomery County, I can't begin to tell you where another Popeyes is.
Okay.
You got a good 5 miles of a busy road before you get to the turnpike. And then even after then, I can't really see where the other Popeyes are in the suburbs. I mean, I can really count them on one hand. So I'm going to say, yeah, because most of their stores are in the city. Now, from my house going south, there's at least three of them. But from here going north, you hit one and that's it.
Well, here's another interesting excerpt from the Post. And it says here, this combination of legal changes and potential new customers providing an opening for fast food companies. In response to federal programs that offered financial assistance for blacks to enter fast food franchising and the flight of white business owners from black neighborhoods to the suburbs, fast food brands discovered that by changing their tone and offering a welcoming experience, they could take advantage of the limited choices available to African-American consumers and capture black dollars. Thus, in the beginning of the late 1960s, fast food companies began targeting African-Americans with multi-ethnic marketing campaigns, advertisements crafted by a path-breaking cohort of tastemakers who enlisted black celebrities, scored R&B and rap tunes, and used black idioms to integrate themselves with black consumers. From the getting down with something good at McDonald's advertisements of the 1970s to Muhammad Ali, James Brown, and Mahalia Jackson's brief forays into franchising, the fast food industry made a concerted effort to court black customers. Now that's interesting, and I can see that. Now remember, it was founded in New Orleans by a businessman named Al Copeland in 1972. And it was done because it was totally dominated at that time by Kentucky Fried Chicken. After a couple setbacks, Copeland, who is white, or who was white, realized that he could make Popeyes a success by offering a more spicy take on what Colonel Sanders was offering. So they branded the taste as Cajun. And, of course, you had your side dishes like your dirty rice and everything. And supposedly, this enamored many black diners. So it seems like there's always something subliminal as far as advertising and just trying to woo the people in. Would you agree, Cortez?
I think it has. Because you mean that the spokesperson for Popeyes is what, guys? Tell me.
Black.
Yeah, and black female. That's what she is, and that's what she. That's what they put her on there because I don't see Burger King doing it. I don't see McDonald's. McDonald's had the Calvin thing many years ago back in the '80s. Like, where's Calvin at?
They did.
Had Calvin working at Mickey D's.
But they also had
scholarship money.
They also had the getting down with something good at McDonald's advertisements, and also Muhammad Ali in the '70s.
Yeah, it's just KFC. People didn't like KFC because KFC had the Colonel, and the Colonel represented that. That's why it was hard for KFC to get out of that because, you know, you had the Colonel, and people associated the Colonel with plantation and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some issues with that many years ago.
That's a very good point.
With the Colonel and him selling chicken and 8 different spices off the backs of the brothers and sisters out on the plantation.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, but then it makes it worse when you have, you know, people getting shanked in line, or even there was one incident in Milwaukee where there were employees, Popeye's employees, that were fighting each other during this whole chicken sandwich craze. What really needs to be done here to kind of like calm all this shit down?
I don't know, man. You can't. People gonna have to. This is home basic training, man. I don't care if it's culture or whatever, man. It's just. You go to a restaurant, you don't go to a restaurant looking for a fight, man. That's I think the issue is, and you know, I don't see Popeyes. I don't think Popeyes gives back at all, man. I think they take away from a lot of these neighbors. I don't think they got like scholarships from them or anything set in place. They're not taking their employees at work from them and sending them off to college.
Right. Okay. Do you kind of fall in that GPS? Do you kind of see where what he's talking about?
For the most part, I'm going to say yeah. I mean, they reinvest what they have to into the community. Okay, you'll hire people from the community to work in your store. But, you know, beyond improving them to do more.
I don't think so, man.
No, sir. Wawa does more than Popeyes or KFC. Wawa will come in, will put up, they will advertise, hey, look, come in and get free coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen Popeyes or KFC. Hell, I've never really seen McDonald's do it.
No, they'll do $1. They'll go as low as $1, but that's their cutoff. They need to have some kind of profit.
No, McDonald's could give away food for a whole day, and they will be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
They could feed entire cities for a whole day. They will be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
I say, thank you, man. Thank
you. Yeah, I know his name. Ayo, Mac,
ladies and gentlemen,
C5,
oh.
Wing time,
oh.
yeah,
woo.
Zone,
let me see your shoulders work. I mean, I don't know what y'all came here to do, but if you ain't got a lighter, what the fuck you smoking for?
We hot. What the fuck though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's go.
Wow, get the fuck though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo.
Bam.
You a roughneck. I'm a cutthroat.
Oh.
You a tough guy. That's enough jokes.
Damn.
Then the sun die. The night is young though. The diamond still shine. In a rough hole. What the fuck though?
Yeah.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, where the ones go?
Oh.
It's a shit show. Put you front row.
Damn.
Talking shit, bro. Let your tongue show. Money over bitches and above hoes. That is still my favorite love quote. Put the gun aside. What the fuck for?
Oh.
I sleep with the gun. And she don't snow. What the fuck, yo?
Oh.
Where the love go?
Oh.
Trade the ski mask for the muzzle. It's a bloodbath, where the suns go. It's a Swiss B, that the drums go. If she's iffy, that the drugs go. If she's simply, double cup toast. I got a duffel, full of hundos. That the love go, where's the uproar? What the fuck though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's go.
Wow, get the fuck though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head, like a buffalo. What the fuck though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's go.
Wow, get the fuck though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head, like a buffalo. Get the fuck though.
Oh.
I don't bluff, bro.
Oh.
I come out the scuffle without a scuffle.
Let's work.
Puff, puff, bro. I don't huff though.
Damn.
Yellow diamonds up close, catch a sunstroke.
That's right.
At your front door, with a gun store.
Woo.
Knock, knock, who's there's how it won't go. Just the jungle, so have the utmost for the nutsos. And we nutso. What the fuck, bro?
That's
where I'm from, bro.
Oh.
We grow up fast,
whoa.
We roll up slow.
Oh.
We throw up gang signs, she throw up dope. Dreadlock, hang time like you don't know. Put the green in the bag like a lawnmower. Hair trigger, pull back like a cornrow.
Woo.
Extra clip in a stash like a console. Listening to Bono, you listen
God
to Dono. What the fuck, bro?
Oh.
Where the love go?
Oh.
Swizzy, he the chef. I like my lunch
God
gross.
Damn.
Just look up, bro. That the scuds go.
Woo.
I see the shovel. But where did bro go? To the unknown.
Hey.
Only way he coming back is through his unbones. If you see what's in my bag, think I'm a drug lord. It's empty when I give it back. Now where's the uproar? What the fuck though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Wow,
get the fuck though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo. What the fuck though?
Damn.
Where the love go?
Oh.
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
Let's
wow, get the fuck though.
Hey.
I don't bluff, bro. Aiming at your head like a buffalo.
They would be fine, but you know, I'm glad you brought up McDonald's, sir. We have to segue into this because this just happened late last evening, I believe, in Philly. The McDonald's down by Broad and Honey Park. You know where that's at, right? GPS.
Yeah,
exactly. Next to the Popeyes.
That's
on the street.
God, I didn't even think of that. I was like, you know what? Dang, he's right. Well, there was a 17-year-old. Worker at McDonald's who was beaten by four teenagers inside the McDonald's restaurant on Broad Street, all because of they were trying to get some free food, and she said no. They harassed her and then tried to go after her inside the bathroom in the McDonald's, but then got her outside and at one point got her with a brick in the head. Went unconscious, wow. Went to the hospital, tried to get out of the hospital, left out of the hospital, but then getting complications and had to be readmitted. It's crazy. You know.
Are they trying to rob it? They
no.
just wanted free food. They just trying
wanted,
to rob it.
They just wanted free food. That's it. You know, that's
crazy.
Like it says here, the
beat. I got one question.
Yes, sir.
Where was the manager?
Who knows? When they had the NBC 10 try to go and talk with the manager right after it happened, a day later, nowhere to be found. They didn't want to talk about it on camera or anything like that at all.
I tell you this, I hope she lures up. I hope she got something to lure her up because, yeah, the manager should have been there, man. That's if she isn't the manager.
Oh, no, she definitely was not the manager. And I don't know if the manager was present, but the main reason was that the group of the team boys wanted to get free food, and they didn't get it. And that's where all this madness started. You know, no coincidence with the whole Popeyes thing, even though vicinity-wise, it's close. But point is, it just makes us look bad.
It does, man.
Mm-hmm.
It does. You just have to, you know, in this day and age, it's just, you don't know, man. Violence can happen any time, any place, man.
It is.
You just have to be aware of your environment and be able to react if it's what's going on. You like how to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But you know, after a while, I mean, when do you say enough is enough, GPS?
Well, look, let me tell you something. Here's my problem
mm-hmm.
with that McDonald's. I can't really let this go.
Uh-oh.
Because I know that McDonald's sits on the corner of Broad Hunting Park.
Right.
At the corner of 22nd and Hunting Park sits a building.
Mm-hmm.
With a bunch of folks that have cars and sirens. They
Ooh.
Even have weapons.
Mm.
They call them police.
Wow.
That district is a mile away. It's like, what, 8 lights?
Right.
Yeah.
There's no reason it should have got that fucking far. None.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another thing.
Right.
Go north on Broad Street up to Champ Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Hunting Park, Wyoming, Logan, Olney. Just above that train station. There's another police district.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 35th. Let's say they're a mile and a half.
That's the 35th.
Okay. Why couldn't they have been on the scene?
As if anybody called, man.
That's the thing.
Somebody had to call.
But you know what? And we're going to have to tangent this to Philly because the block has been getting hot. Other than the whole McDonald's thing, I think about a day or two ago, there was a couple kids shanked in the subway in Broad and Olney. Somebody had their bike stolen in Old City. And the one store that's called the Old City Market, right on 2nd and Market, kids went in there, same kids that robbed somebody of their bike and of a cell phone on South Street, went over there and just started grabbing stuff and running out. I mean, to me, I would say shit, you know, fuck it. Bring some kind of military, something to regulate shit. Because right now, I'm sorry, the popo's not doing enough.
I think they got their hands full, man.
They do. They do.
I believe parents ain't doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
Kids running wild, man.
That is true. And both of you being parents, what does that feel for you? What do you feel about that?
Me as an educator,
as a father,
I'm raising my daughter so she won't roll with those kind of individuals, man. Because what's going to happen is, if you got these wolf packs out here in Philly, you got them all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
They said then they go out purposely rob people, man.
Yeah. Because
they feel as though numbers are greater, you know. They just feel as though numbers, the more of them there is, they can intimidate and rob people.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, they're going to run into the wrong persons, man.
I wouldn't
be shocked if the guardian angels come back the way we going.
I'd
like to bring back Frank Rizzo.
Oh, wow.
It might have to get that extreme, man.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, that place, the street's on lockdown.
Them four boys doing that, I guarantee you, by the time they showed back up on TV, nobody would think to do it again.
Yeah, they would have been a school girl, man. They would have took them, busted them up and throw them in a river, man, out in the school girl. So, that's how Rizzo was, man. And people, they claim how racist, man. He's racist, but can't say streets weren't clean, man.
That's true. So that's how you feel? That's what you want? You want that, Mr. GPS?
I want him to bring back Rizzo, yes.
Oh, God. Can you imagine that? Oh, my God.
Because here's the thing. You know what? My thing is, you know, it's not just the girl getting attacked because she was just in there trying to make a couple dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've had like about 3 or 4 kids in the last 3 weeks getting hit by stray bullets.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. That 10-year-old that came from Jersey somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Atlantic City or Pleasantville somewhere out there. You know, he was at a fucking football game.
Yeah. And that was
now, mind you, y'all down there, Patterson Avenue, Oregon, the food district, y'all can't find anywhere else. All the empty fucking parking lots down there, y'all can't find nowhere else to take that. I mean, there's a whole fucking park down there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all could have took that anywhere. I mean, hell, if you really want to make it exciting, there's a refinery just a few blocks away from that.
It's a bankrupt.
Go in there and do it.
Bankrupt refinery, but hell, nonetheless.
That's all right. It's open. Okay, so let's just say it's closed. There's nobody in there but y'all. Mm. Shoot at whatever you want.
Wow.
But you involve children and your bullshit.
That reminds me. I'll never forget, man. I went down to Blakely, Georgia to see my grandparents way, way back in the... Was it like early 80s or late? I think it was early 80s, late 80s, man.
Right.
And, you know, he lived in Blakely, Georgia, and it was a small street, man. Small street where all the poor folk lived at.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never forget. I'm down there, and the guy comes out. He comes out. We're in the middle of the street. It's me and my cousin and some of the locals. We were all playing in the street, local kids. This guy came up to us. He had a southern accent. He told us up front. He was like, look, I'm going to need you kids to go home because we're going to start shooting in the next couple of minutes, and I don't want nobody to get shot.
Wow.
I said, dude, he asked us. He was a southern, nice southern voice.
Southern hospitality.
He said, I'm going to need y'all to go in the house because we about to start shooting, and I don't want no kid to get hurt.
Wow.
We got out. We walked that off, and we went right home, too.
It sounds like it was a code, you know? Crazy.
Yeah, but those are times where they were like, yeah, back then, you know, people were like, look, I don't need nobody getting injured, so I'm going to clear the street off.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, they don't even do that, man.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. So hopefully we can find a way to kind of like end all this nonsense and everything because it's really gotten out of hand. And if we know anybody that can do any kind of Frankenstein, back from the dead things, you know, Mr. GPS definitely wants Frank Rizzo back.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon high seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby Baba's lies. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from man? Can't you stand? We'll be right back.
So on that note, we're going to try to tone it down just a bit, but it's kind of hard to because a lot of people just really doing some dumb stuff. And speaking of which, we got to talk about your buddy, Mr. Cortez, your buddy Damon Dash. He's been arrested for owing more than $400,000 in child support.
Who's this?
Dame Dash.
Oh, hell, here we go.
Yes. He, they said the arrest warrants were issued in relation to $404,000 in child support that was owed to his ex-wife, Rachel Roy, which he has two daughters with, and Cindy Morales, whom he has a son out of wedlock. So he was led in the Bronx family court in cuffs after two felony warrants issued for the arrest. His quote, supposedly, when a small crowd of fans gathered outside, he said, "Ain't no money problems. I went to turn myself in with money. I already paid it, and I still walked it with cuffs. No more warrants. Everything is clear." So
he was on the radar because he has a show out. He has a series out on BET. Is it BET?
Does
Channel One? It's a nice show, man. It's about him. Dame Dash hooked up with some writers, man, and they write these little stories.
Okay.
These little black stories. They're mm-hmm. real good, man. They're real good. And he's one of the executive producers on them, man.
Oh, nice.
No, I'm sorry. That's Irv Gotti. Irv Gotti got that. My fault. My fault, Dame.
Trying to give
fault.
The boy credit. Wrong person.
No, I'm sorry. The problem is, Rich, he ran into money, of course. You know, he made his money.
Yeah.
He really can't hide his money, man. Rich folk, the educated ones know how to hide their money without getting themselves jammed, man.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's the poor rich ones that always gets jammed with tax evasion, child support, and all that stuff. They always get nabbed.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sophisticated enough to have to hire a good legal team that can hide that stuff without them getting snagged on it, man.
And you would think that he would have had that. But it says here that Dash's financial situation has not been well for some time. He asked the judge to end his child support payments owing to the fact that he wasn't making any money. They said his personal income was, quote unquote, virtually non-existent. He had claimed his revenue stream was payments from Empire creator Lee Daniels, who owed him $2 million. And, of course, for people who don't know, Dame Dash really got his fame from being Jay-Z's manager way back in the day, back in 95. So
the problem was, man, mm-hmm. Jay cut him loose, that was a money train.
Yeah. But, I mean, he did producing, he did directing, so, I mean, he has a lot of feathers in his cap, but the thing is, did he use them all wisely?
Yeah, I think his poor money management is all around, man.
Mm-hmm. GBS, what advice would you have given Mr. Dash?
You know, he's been fighting with New York for some time over this. And, you know, after 16 years of paying child support, the one thing I done learned is that you can fight all you want.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to pay.
Yes, sir.
You're going to pay. So you might as well just go on ahead and give it to them. Because mm-hmm. all this extra stuff, now they got to come get you. Now you got to go to jail. Now you got to call a lawyer. Now you got to get out. You know, look, early on when, you know, it gave me a little bit of trouble, fine. Now I look forward to the next year and three quarters that I will not be seeing them anymore after that.
So it's your situation. You just got one kid, man. How many kids did Damon
Dash have? Well, listen, if it's 1, 3, 15,
oh, yeah.
Give them their damn money, or they're coming to get you.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, the problem I have with Damon Dash is, how many kids does he have?
Total of three, one out of wedlock.
Okay, he got three kids. Now, at any time, after the first one, I would have been like, okay, I learned my lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I could easily go to Walgreens or any store and buy some contraceptives. How much a box of contraceptives?
Seen Rachel Ward though, man.
Gee, man, less we sign a prenup, man, it's not worth all that, man. Just look at him now, bro. He about to get locked up, man.
But wait a minute. What do I always say? What is the phrase that pays that I always say? GPS.
Tell us.
GPS.
We know. I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. Because Mr. Cortez has to be a little bit, he has to be G-rated for a little bit. So, okay, GPS. You know the answer to this, right?
It's called Skeet, Skeet, Skeet in the Back Seat.
Thank you. However.
However, here's the problem.
Oh, God.
Once you have tasted of the forbidden fruit, okay, much like any brand new vampire, once you have fed,
mm-hmm.
once you have experienced that release,
yes,
inside the love canal, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Chances are you're not going back. You are forever doomed
yes.
to this lifestyle.
You know what? I would agree with okay? that. And let's go. I'll take it a step further. If they know how to work the muscles in the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do, man. You are definitely a goner.
You are in the clutches.
Yeah, you are definitely a prisoner of love.
Don't even say prisoner of love. You just whooped. Your ass is whooped, okay?
Yeah, I can't say too much. I got my
Yes. But GPS can say it for you.
Yeah.
GPS can say it for you. Go ahead. Speak your mind, GPS. We know.
Puss is a whole different aspect of life. Wars done started from country to country over their women. Pussy is one of the most powerful things in the world. And a lot of people don't understand how powerful pussy is. Pussy makes niggas blow their brains out, their bitch brains out. Pussy makes people do things they never would think they do.
The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. That's why every motherfucker in the world dress fly. Every baller that can afford it, they cop the best ride. For the power of the P-U-S-S-Y. Let's have some fun. SSY, that's why niggas get their hair cut, try to dress fly. Every baller that can afford it, he cop the best ride. For the power of the P-U-S-S-Y. I knew this girl, we call her Sweet Cooch Brown. Hands down, mommy had the bombest pussy in town. One dip in the girl pool, that's all it took. One sample of the snapper and your ass was whooped. Had you buying Gucci sandals matching pocketbooks. Blowing up a beeper, ringing the phone off the hook. Ball players spent money, rappers they spent time. All the while, both claiming that they never spent a dime. Business guys, she was victimized. Have them paying rent on condos in a Miami high rise. They asked her, who pussy's this? Looking right in her eye. She said, this pussy's yours, daddy. Tell them nothing but lies. Ha, they didn't believe it, but they wanted to, needed to. She had the type of body that you didn't want leaving you. So they ignored all her flirting ways and put a ring on her finger. I'm like, Earth today. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. That's why every motherfucker in the world dressed fly. Every baller that can afford it gotta have the best ride. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. That's why niggas get haircuts, try to dress fly. Every baller that can afford it, they cop the best ride. For the power of the P-U. I see you.
Yeah, I ain't no rapper, but I'ma sing my shit. When it comes down to that motherfucking click, 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 niggas, I sick, 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 turn on you quick, quick, quick. And that's why I be giving mommy much dick, dick, dick. While y'all chumps be copping them diamonds and furs and all that, fiending for this pussy as if y'all was on crack. When it comes to the truth, I can't hold back. Y'all cats that be babysitting these balls need to be smacked. It's this nigga named Monroe that I know from way back. He hit the lotto, bought this girl a Cadillac. Now this bitch be creeping behind this nigga's back. He busted her, guess what? He still took the bitch back. Three things niggas love: money, pussy, and drugs. Can't get one without the other unless you soften in love. Y'all take it from a player who's done all the above. Niggas, it's the lesbian R&B thug.
The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. That's why every motherfucker in the world dressed fly. Every baller that can afford it gotta have the best ride. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. That's why niggas get haircuts, try to dress fly. Every baller that can afford it, they cop the best ride. For the power of the P-U.
Oh,
I see
yeah.
you.
Niggas would do anything for some pussy. Hey, 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 oh. See, it don't matter who you are, where you're from in this life. At some point, you're gonna wanna get you some. Yes, you will. Ooh.
when love is new, everything's starting off happy, everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing, and mm-hmm. then for whatever reason, it starts falling apart. People start doing what they want to do as opposed to what they need to be doing. Opinions clash, so we get the courts involved.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I still disagree. I still ain't going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to hold up this money and make you suffer. You know,
he's such a tyrant. He's such a tyrant, sir.
It wasn't that. It was just that the way it went about, man, especially with your situation. I'm familiar with GPS's situation.
Mm-hmm. So am I.
And it was baby mama was trying to take him for everything he had.
That is true.
You know, child support never really wants to take into account when your money goes down.
That's true.
They think that your money just goes up and up and up and up and up forever.
100%.
And that's not real life.
Nope. Not at all.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No,
there may be a time when Dame Dash was making $1 million a year, so whatever he was behind in child support, you know, that was what it was. But if he's no longer there, I agree with him. If I'm not there, why should I continue to pay based on an amount that I'm not making?
Correct.
Why should I continue to pay based on the amount that you think I should make?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because ain't nobody telling them what they got to make.
So
yeah, you should ask Lori. I'm shocked his lawyer didn't go in and plead to make adjustments on his child support.
You would think.
I think he probably tried to, but I don't. You know, Dame rough. Sometimes has a tendency to rub people the wrong way. I wouldn't be shocked if he rubbed that judge the wrong way, and that judge was like, "All right, you gonna play that game, huh?"
Yeah, that's true. Could have happened.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell all our listeners out there. And when you have kids, kids are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So before you have any kids, you better read the fine print you have any. Because, man, if you don't know, you will know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because it is a package deal.
So we're not trying to discourage. We're not trying to discourage you from having kids. We just be talking about the legal aspects of it. If you do decide to have a kid and you know, your baby mama go south.
That's true. But
you know, I mean, you got to pay, even the women too, because they got them paying child support now.
Well, they do, but you got to watch out. Make sure they, especially around Thanksgiving time, with those turkey basters, have more than one usage. Okay. There's more than one usage for a turkey baster, and especially if you're in a relationship that's a little bit tumultuous. Mr. Cortez, what has been going on with your life?
Man, I've been having car issues, man. I got towed by a school bus.
What?
Yeah, driving along, mind my own business, man. I got hit in the rear by the school bus, man.
Are you okay?
I'm cool, man. I'm cool. I got about maybe $3,200 worth of damage to my vehicle, man. So they're gonna have to do some fender work. I got some electrical issues going on with my car too, man.
Oh man, that doesn't sound good. GPS, you have any advice for this man here with some accidental issues with his, you know, car problems and all that other shit?
Yeah, we've talked about this a little bit, and unless you can find somebody that, you know. I mean, because the dealerships have looked at it and said they don't even want to be bothered with it, or they don't have anybody that can handle it. So,
they did, man. They said they can, man. But I'm gonna have to get body. My insurance people tell me they want somebody that can do electrical as well as body work. Unfortunately, the dealership that I went and took my car to, they don't do that. So I gotta look elsewhere.
Is there a dealership that does?
Yeah, I got to call around. I'm call around some more.
Really?
Yeah. From what they were telling me, they were like, find somebody who can do all of it. I was like, okay. Because it's not my insurance, folks. This is the bus company insurance
that's crazy.
The bus. So I was like, I'm going to look for it. I'm going to call around and see. So when I call, I got to check to see if they could do electrical work. So I was like, no problem.
Now tell me this one thing that what I heard, and this, if this is true, supposedly how your car's wiring was set up, some of your lights, I don't know if it's brake lights or whatever lights in the back, were run through your car battery?
Yeah, one of them, that's what they were explaining to me, that. Because I got it. This is a used car. It's not a brand new car, folks.
Right.
So this new car, it must have did some wiring or some rewiring on it. And I think the accident kind of messed the wiring system up. for those for that particular tell, because usually all the lights are hooked up to one circuit. Mm-hmm. I have the lights hooked up to two separate circuits. Like one set is hooked up to a separate circuit, and the majority of car lights is hooked up to one main circuit.
Here's the problem. You've had this car how long?
I got it back in 2016, man. So
okay, 2016. So 2019, 4 years. 3 years, 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
You got 100,000 miles from whenever you bought it.
What?
And nobody from any inspection that you had from then till now has caught this until this point.
No, not at all, man. So I bought the car at 36. The car was at 36,000 miles when I bought it.
Okay, 36,000.
Okay, so 60-some-odd thousand miles later, all of a sudden now, we recognize that the brake lights aren't wired correctly, but they're working.
Yeah, that's what cracks me up. So keep in mind, folks, that's about four inspections.
Damn.
Four inspections later.
How do you go for inspections?
That means every time you looked up under that hood, you looked at that battery and never questioned these wires sticking out of the side of this battery. Like, what's that?
Yeah, that's what gets me, man. I'm looking at my eyes.
Every car you've ever looked at. As a matter of fact, if you go out there to that lot and look at any of them cars out there, I bet you none of them have any strange wires sticking out of the side of the battery.
None of them
has strange wires coming off that you don't know where they go or didn't look to see where they went.
Yeah, that's not good, buddy.
When you checked the brake lights to make sure that they were working during the inspection, they worked fine, but you didn't recognize that they were wired incorrectly. None of that ever mattered.
No, it didn't, man. And keep in mind, I'm just a consumer. I don't know any better, which I didn't. Because if I would have knew that, I'd have been like, no, this needs to be fixed before I purchase
this. But you
would have
thought somebody would have pointed that out after four times.
That's my point.
Thank you.
Because I'm quite sure in all that time, you know, you've had to take it in for this, that, and the third. And, of course, you know, when you take it in for one problem, they always want to find 10 more.
And things come in threes.
But you never said anything all this time.
I still got my money's worth out the vehicle either way, man. It's just this insurance company gonna have to cover all that, man. Body work and lights.
Well, I hope so, because I mean, you put enough miles into it, you shouldn't have to put an extra cent into that car at all.
No.
But you know,
well, now that the bus company is liable, I would look. I don't care what y'all gotta do to it. Get it together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, man.
F them, pay me. Simple as that. Just pay me. If you're going to total it, pay me. Give me my check. Let me get
That's
my new car.
That's how I feel. So we're going to play. I'm going because we got to play the game with them until they can say, we did as much as we could. We have exhausted all our resources to get your vehicle back where it needs to be at. We can't do any more. We're going to have to do this.
Yep, that's true.
And, you know, if it gets down to that, let it be, you know, hey.
Too many M's to make too many rules to break. Too many fighting that case. I gotta find my way. Gotta need new shoes. If I lose, she lose. And I ain't get used to losses. Days like this, I wish all my looks was unchained. I mastered the rap game, I mastered the dope game. Still I feel like that I'm godlike on these long flights. Something left behind, it don't feel right. Can't write the script when it's real life. Rich still dodging that bus right. From the west side, where don't shit slide. We on trip time, seen the field and they lies. Can't be serious with no rappers. Stay down and what happened. Got my daughter that mansion, gave my mother that million. Sold my soul to my feelings. Can't go blind by these women. Too many M's to make too many rules to break. Too many fighting that case. I gotta find my way. Gotta need new shoes. If I lose, she lose. And I ain't get used to losses. I'm going off till I crash. Fuck all the ops, I kid you not. See, we gon' crash. My thoughts is sick, I don't have no sense. Sometimes I crash. Pour up this 1942 and knock me on my. And knock me on my. Nigga gotta hit the golf course to get a peace of mind. Family friends want a peace of mind. I can tell they all piecing up, and I can show them where peace resides. Since 8 years old I knew I'd be rich, cause the college route it wasn't about shit. Tried the honest route but chose house slicks. Tried to lock me up but can't catch this. Now every touchdown is on my ex list, I'm on a fresh tip. Too much time I live in reckless. Now at that time up on my left wrist.
Little rappers ain't impressed. Your tax bracket ain't impressive. You buy a chain but won't buy no land. The hashtag should say desperate. I'm kicking game for these young niggas, cause when they'll me my daughter. All that bullshit I taught her. Way too blessed to be normal. Upper echelon where we stand at. So girl, be proud that your skin black, and be happy girl that your hair nap, cause the school system won't teach that. Where your father been, you gon' reach that.
Too many M's to make, too many, too many rules to break. Too many fighting that case. I gotta find my way. Gotta need new shoes. If I lose, she lose. And I ain't get used to losses. I'm going off till I crash. Fuck all the ops, I kid you not. See, we gon' crash. My thoughts is sick, I don't have no sense. Sometimes I crash. Pour up this 1942 and knock me on my. It knock me on my.
You know, this is the time where we're not supposed to be really truly fighting and everything. We're supposed to be giving thanks. Oh, somebody snores about that? Hell, I'm not going to snore about Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. Even if I'm cooking, I love it. But at the same time, we all have the do's and don'ts for Thanksgiving. But on top of that, we need to find out what are the things that we have to buy for Thanksgiving to make it a special one, especially the bit of the bubbly. So luckily, we are here with our panel of experts to give you the best advice that you need for your bird and how to get blasted. And this is our Thanksgiving special of the lifestyles of the semi-rich and semi-famous, the champagne dreams, the caviar nightmares, and stuffing. And we are here with our expert stuffer, Mr. GPS and Mr. Cortez. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, now. All
hey, right. Folks.
So, gentlemen, do's and don'ts of Thanksgiving is always a classic, and everybody applauds it. And we thank everybody for enjoying our do's and don'ts. But, of course, it's 2019. Again, people sometimes just don't understand the do's and don'ts of Thanksgiving. Mr. Cortez has had classic memories, classic events that has happened to him, unfortunately, during Thanksgiving. And, Mr. Cortez, could you share with us those do's and don'ts for Thanksgiving?
Make sure you clear the guests before you bring Tupperware. That's always been the number one perk of mine, man.
Okay,
the cats show up at your crib, man. They bring a Tupperware. They haven't even asked you, man. I say ask the host before you bring that stuff because they may not want to give you food. That's one of mine. That's one of my pet peeves, man.
Okay. GPS, do you have any pet peeves of your own?
Most of the Thanksgiving dinners I've been to are pretty cool.
Okay.
I don't know. I think everybody should just go with the intention of having a good time.
Right.
And, you know, let's just everybody be cool.
It would be nice, but, you know, there's always that one group or that one individual that does something that kind of gets on your nerves during Thanksgiving, whether you're an observant or they're one of your guests. So I know there's something. Let me while we have you contemplate on that, GPS, Mr. Cortez, I know you've been through a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been pretty mellow the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, it got a little crazy, man, because it just wasn't no boundaries, man. That's... People were doing what they wanted to do.
So okay, other than the Tupperware, what is that? What is another rule of what not to do?
The other thing that teed me off, there's a few things, man. I guess in my old age, as I as I'm getting older, man, it's like, you know, it's less. I see less BS now with all this drama.
Okay.
That was a tough one. It was one thing, bringing extra bodies at the last minute, man.
What do you mean?
Oh, you say you come and then you bring five or six people, man, without contacting. Letting other folk know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, that would be kind of bad because you do have, like, your food preparation set for 2, 5, maybe 10.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like you said, you get a few more people. That kind of, like, throws you off kilter.
Yeah, it does, though, y'all. It throws you off because, you know, especially you don't know these cast men. They coming up in your crib and everything. And then you got to go extra. You got to go the extra mile, man, because, like if it's family, man, the house could be in shambles. He'd be all cool. He's like, man, it's my family. You know, they're gonna come in. When you bring extra outside guests in, man, then you definitely presentation gotta get stepped up even harder, man.
Mm.
I put more work into it.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, one thing I guess for me, and usually for me, I always every year I'm cooking I'm in that kitchen from beginning to end. And you know, for me, it's fun. At the same time, it's like, all right, I have guests that come by. I won't say who they are, nephews, but they're going to come by with your, you know, with your significant other. Okay, cool. You're going to bring food. Okay, cool. Why are you going to bring a ham that's not cooked? Okay, you expecting me, after I cooked for 6 hours, you want me to put a ham inside my oven when the turkey's just getting out? Oh, no. Oh, no. Look, even if I'm at a further distance now than I was before, I'm sorry, your ass is going to cook. Take that ham.
I agree with you on that, man. This stuff should be already pre-cooked before they come in, before even steps into your threshold, man.
Yeah, it's like you assume. It's like, oh, well, while you're cooking, can you fuck out of here? Come on.
I can see if you heating up, like if you got to heat stuff up, and not cooking a frozen ham, bro.
It was literally still wrapped in the nice little foil purple wrapping.
And how long it took to cook that thing, man?
Like, about at least another hour and change.
Yeah, about right.
I'm like, come on.
Using up my electric.
Yeah, you ain't paying my gas bill? You ain't paying my electric?
Mm-mm.
Oh, come on, man. And then I got to say this. And please testify, any one of y'all, if you've had this happen before. You have a guest coming or multiple. The one person that, let's say, if they're carving the turkey or what have you, or even grabbing their portion is always twice as big as your portion, but yet you're the one that cooked the whole damn meal.
Yeah, don't you hate that, bro?
Oh, no.
That's what Tupperware comes in with. They eat bigger size portions, then they take something for the road to go, man. Yeah. Like, it's all good. And I'm like, you didn't do that?
Oh, no.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby, man. I mean, it like ever since baby on baby drop, man.
Ever
like,
since baby on baby drop,
ain't nobody drop shit.
Made another
Let's
one.
Go. I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving. That whip had a cop in it. Woo. My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas?
What?
What's your name? Get the fuck out the spot, nigga. I'm trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up, couple meal on my plate.
Let's eat.
I'm investing in real estate.
Uh-huh.
I just went and gave my mama 100.
Uh-huh.
Probably won't hear me open my mouth, bless you hearing me talking about finding some money.
Let's go.
As soon as I found that, I flipped that.
Flip.
I'm a little bit different, they get it.
They did.
No, I'm stiff on the bitch and she dig. Tryna find out why baby ain't all in the mentions. No, she ain't get no DM from me.
Bitch,
this rich nigga dick, it ain't free. She be throwing that at, yeah, she good at it. Turn around when we fuck, make her look at it. She like, ha. I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving. That whip had a cop in it.
Hey.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it.
Yeah.
I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
I'm unorthodox than a motherfucker. Hey, when you gon' switch the flow?
I thought you never asked.
Niggas ain't fucking with me and ain't bout what the fuck they be rapping about with. They look scary ass.
But to each his own, nigga.
Huh.
If you like it, I love it. No big,
no fee.
That boy say he get money.
Oh, really?
How much they just cut you a check for?
A milli.
I'm going back to Cali like big.
Back.
About to go get a pound just to smoke.
I smoke.
They told me to come work on my album. I'm trying to go find out the price on the boat.
Okay.
My little bitch act like Megan Thee Stallion. She ghetto and nasty. She driving the boat.
Drive the boat.
All this shit that they making be born.
Let me something to bop while I ride with the pole. Here you go.
Okay.
I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth. Watch it swerving. That whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy. Fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it. I got me a milli. I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits. I'm a hot nigga.
I'm hot.
Like, this shit for, like, you know, the sophisticated ratchet hoe, you know. The ones that go to work by day, then, you know, dance in the mirror by night.
Ha! I needed some shit with some bop in it.
Okay, let's go.
I flew past the whip with that blunt in my mouth, watched it swerving. That whip had a cop in it.
Woo.
My bitch got good pussy, fly her across the country. I finished the show and I hop in it.
Mm.
I got me a milli, I did it legitly. I'm still with the shits, I'm a hot nigga.
Hot.
Oh, you asking for pictures with niggas?
What's your name?
Get the fuck out the spot, nigga. Trying to figure which deal I'ma take.
Uh-huh.
I woke up, couple meal on my
GPS, please, you got to chime in here because, I mean, you know, this is foul shit.
You know, you got something to talk about GPS, and especially, man, what about that running tater salad you told me about, bro?
What?
Oh, that was years ago.
Oh, please share.
That was, oh, my God.
Please share. This sounds good. This sounds good.
That's why I was like, you didn't say nothing about that.
I don't know. This sounds like a dark secret or something.
You know, you can't even really blame. Okay. Young lady I was dating at the time says that, you know, I got invited over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
And, you know, she said her mom made the best potato salad. Now, mind you, okay, up to this point, I had been probably eating potato salad for 22, 23 years.
Okay.
It's just one of those things that you look at and you notice if something is not what you're used to seeing.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
That's the first thing, right? So sight is the first sensory thing going on.
Thankfully.
The very next sensory thing going on is scent.
Yes.
You look to smell pickles, dill, mustard, or you know, egg yolk, you know, whatever it is, if you want more yellow or white, whatever it is. But
okay. There's
a certain flavor that you're just used to after 20 some odd years of eating it. You just know what it should taste like.
Yes, you are the aficionado, yes.
Okay, and when you put it in your mouth, and it makes you gag. Because there's just so much shit going on and so much shit not going on. I mean, your brain is just like,
what the fuck is this?
Stop. Your brain's like, stop. Don't go past here. Don't swallow this shit. Okay? Well, because you ain't trying to make her feel bad, because your first inclination is to go off. Yo, what the fuck is this? Okay? Because you've been taught better, you don't do that. You sit there, you suffer, and you say, damn.
It's
a shame, because, you know, what, I'm 45, so we're talking 20 years later, and I still remember this shit like it was yesterday. I could drive you right to the fucking house right now and tell you, don't eat that potato salad right there, okay?
No, man, because it reminds me of a Rapper's Delight song where they were talking about the potato salad.
Yeah.
That's why you said that.
The chicken tastes like wood.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys to be kidding. Wow. He's like, yeah, that stuff was watery. I've never seen watery running potato salad before.
Mr. CPS, I got a question for you. Did you run to the
Yes, sir.
Did you run to the CVS for a bottle of KO Pectate?
No.
Okay.
I survived it.
Rapper's Delight. Check it out.
I moved on. And
you got flashbacks?
I just knew at that point, you know. You got to be able to cook.
Oh man, I
ain't saying you got to be able. I'm not saying you have to do it all the time, but you have to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And not to the level that you think is sufficient, but the one that I think is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that if I wouldn't think about taking that shit home and giving it to my father, nah.
Yeah, you would've been this song, bro.
Okay. I'll tell you right now.
Government name. You are out of the will.
He'd have been like, who the fuck cooked this? Okay? He would have said that to me. I'm quite sure.
Wow. I've never heard that.
I think he might have even considered drug testing me on the spot.
Ooh.
But even thinking that something that tastes like this, he would be impressed with.
Ooh, you know what? I appreciate you sharing that, Mr. GPS. I have not heard that story ever.
Are you serious?
Yes, dead serious. I've never heard that story ever. That is an instant classic. I thank you.
I'm at the cut y'all loose.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Keep going without me.
Yes, sir. We'll do that. So I'll let you go, Mr. Cortez. Just stand by, and I'll take you off here. And okay, take it easy, Cortez. So, yes, I have not heard that ever before.
Oh, dude, that little, wow. Let me tell you something. It's one of the first times that I didn't really realize it then, but now that I look back on it, it's one of the first times that women probably I realize it now that women will talk a lot of shit about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And have nothing to back it up with.
Oh, wow.
Now, Lisa comes here, she cooks. I could give that plate to my mom or dad. It may be a touch on the salty side, but
okay. It's
still palatable and close enough to what I'm used to growing up and eating.
Correct.
That shit I ate down there in Southwest on fucking 54th Street?
Oh.
Nigga, no, not ever. I couldn't get that shit to nobody, dog.
Oh.
Okay? I didn't get that to nobody's dog. And I mean nobody, nobody.
Wow. Okay? Wow. And now here's the ultimate question I have for you. Are you both still friends?
Oh, fuck no. You can't be nobody's friend serving some shit up like that.
Okay?
Mind you, look here. I've never made potato salad in my life. Guess what? I would have, it would be better for you to go to the store and buy some.
Yeah.
Than to serve up that bullshit.
I agree. 100%. 100%.
It's the best.
Wow.
The best of what?
The best shit you've ever tasted? Oh, man. Literally.
Keyword?
Shit.
Shit. Okay.
Oh my God! Now that definitely makes a stomach turn over. But you know what? We're gonna keep going here because
I'd rather eat cat food than go back to that bullshit. God, okay. Jesus.
Oh my God! Well,
serve me up some Nine Lives.
Friskies.
Serve me up some
tender vittles.
Tender vittles.
Oh.
Meow mix.
Meow mix. All right.
That shit had more flavor than that. Okay?
That's bad.
I ain't going front. Yo. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That is horrible.
That's one of those moments where if you was in love.
You fell out of love that same night. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Well, kudos to you, Mr. GPS, for being a trooper, a soldier, and one a hell of a man. Oh my God!
I don't think flies would attract. I don't think it would be attracted to flies.
Okay, all right, all right. We get the point. We get the point. We get it. All right, we're clear. Ooh. We're crystal clear. Don't eat at her house. Don't eat at her house. Unquote. But now, this now.
To the hip, hip, hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S and the O-V-A and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1" and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big cars that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talk on my checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. See, if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. A Master G, my mellow is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shaking dairy air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cause the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, pop, the pop, the pop. Give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch. But that's okay, I still keep in stride. Cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, y'all. Throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, girls, I get on the floor. I come alive, y'all, give me what you got. Cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me, Wonder Mike, what are you waiting for?
To the hip, hop, the hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, the hopper. You don't stop, rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity bead. Well, skiddle bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo. And guess what, America, we love you. Well, cause you rock and roll with us so much so. You can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast. But we're like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Rock it out, a baby bubba. Baby bubba to the boogity bang, bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, and dance to the beat. Hip, 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 hopper, you don't stop. Rock it out, baby, bubba, to the boogity bang, bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. I say I can't wait to the end of the week when I rap it to the rhythm of a groovy beat. An attempt to raise your body heat, I just blow your mind so with that you can't speak or do a thing. But I rock and shuffle your feet and let it change up to a dance called the freak. And when you finally do come into your rhythmic beat, rest a little while so you don't get weak. I know a man in hand. He has more rhymes than a serious bank, so come on, hey, I sing that song until the rhythm of the boogie bang bang the bomb.
When I'm pimp the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my delight, but I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shock the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak bank, I do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Trent's trio, I win the serious joint. From sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme, because they say that miracles never cease. I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it those like this. While I was coming home late one dark afternoon, reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said I go by the name Lois Lane, and you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose, flying through the air in pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little words, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. I just throw your hands up in the air and party harder like you just don't care. Let's do it, I don't stop, y'all, I take a talk, y'all. You don't stop, I go hotel, motel. And what you gonna do today?
Say what?
Someone get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, jive, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest of Master G so he can shock the house.
It was 12 o'clock and one Friday night. I was rocking to the beat, feeling alright. Everybody was dancing on the floor, doing all the things they never did before. And then this fly, fly girl with a sexy lead, she came into the bar, she came into the scene. As she traveled deeper inside the room, all the fellas checked out her white sashoon. She came up to the table, looked into my eyes, then she turned around and shook her behind. So I said to myself, it's time for me to release my vicious rhyme, I call my masterpiece. And now people in the house, this is just for you, a little rap to make your boogaloo. Now the group you hear is called Phase 2, and let me tell you something, we're a hell of a crew. Once a week, we're on the street just to cutting the jams and making a freak for you to party. Got to have the mood, so we'll get right down and give you a groove for you to dance. You got to be hot, so we'll get right down and make it rock. Now the system's on and the girls are there, you definitely have a rockin' affair. But let me tell you something, there's still one fact, that to have a party, got to have a rap. So when the party's over, you're making it home and trying to sleep before the break of dawn. And while you're sleeping, you start to dream and think of how you danced on a disco scene. A name appears in your mind, yeah, a name you know that was right on time. It was Phase 2, I just a do and a do, rocking you down, cause you know we could, to the rhythm of the beat that makes you free. Come alive, girls, get on your feet, to the rhythm of the beat, to the double beat, beat that makes you freak, to the rhythm of the beat that says you go on and on, until the break of dawn. I got the man coming on right now, he's guaranteed to throw down, he goes by the name of Wonder Mike. Come on, Wonder Mike, do what you like.
I say a can of beer, that's sweeter than honey, like a millionaire, that has no money, like a rainy day, that is not wet, like a gambling fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his fangs, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang, like collard greens that don't taste good, like a tree that's not made out of wood, like going up and not coming down, it's just like the beat without the sound, no sound to the beat, beat, you do the freak, everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean the macaroni soggy, the peas almost, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finished, oh, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream another moment, it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of KO Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop, the hippie to the hip, the hip hip, a hoppy, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
I'm talking about wines here. You are the liqueur connoisseur. Now.
All right now. All right.
Now, focus in. Celebrities are definitely deep into the liquor with their own brands. And, of course, you know, Ryan Reynolds. If you don't know who Ryan Reynolds is, Deadpool. Great actor. Funny as hell. He has stock in Aviation Gin. He acquired a piece of the company. Highly rated by some wine aficionados. It's clean, neutral profile with bewitching hints of caraway, juniper, grapefruit, and a dry, faintly spicy finish. About $31.
Hmm.
So that's Mr. Ryan Reynolds, Mr. Deadpool right there. Brad and Angelina, you know, after the divorce, they jointly own the Miraval Estate and Vineyard in Francis Province. So right there, you know, very bougie, shishi poo poo. Now, the Chateau Merval Corte de Provence Rosé has an aroma of fresh fruit and spring flowers. It's a $28 bottle. The Chateau Merval Studio is a pale pink with notes of fresh fruit and citrus, and that's $19. Now, let's get to the nitty gritty here. Let's get with Jay-Z. He's partnered with Bacardi Limited in Douce Cognac. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Douce? Okay.
Douce, yep.
Okay, Douce XO has notes of ripe blackberry and apricot, and Douce Visop, or VSOP, some people say, includes hints of spices, almond, and cinnamon. And they're made at the Chateau de Cognac in France. It's widely available. And here's the best part, people. If you're going to go all out for Thanksgiving, you pull this out, go to Roger Wilco. And yes, we support Roger Wilco in New Jersey. Thank God for Roger Wilco. Six locations, and GPS will mention them shortly. But for now, do say XO goes for $199 to $229. And the VSOP is $49.99 to $54.99. So would you spend all out and do that for the one that you love, and even if she makes bad potato salad?
It's definitely going to be a special occasion thing.
Right.
I'm not about to sit here and drop $300. I mean, me and my girlfriend, we get together every week, you know, every other weekend, and I just can't justify $600 a month in liquor. I mean, I could buy a bottle of New Amsterdam every other day and still come out ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, and the proof is the same. But, you know, again, what you drinking for?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like?
Okay.
You got to look at those things, too.
True. Now, I'll give you two more examples before we give us the official, your official advice for people, other than what you mentioned prior. Drake.
Mm-hmm.
He created a Virginia Black Decadent American whiskey with spirits. Now, this collection of bourbon has rated very high by some in the industry. It sips with notes of oak and vanilla, finishing with a hint of toffee. $39. He's like, I don't want that toffee shit.
Well, you know, listen, let me tell you something. Sometimes, you know, you got to look at what you're drinking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people, when they drink a bourbon or a whiskey, cognac, you know, some... If you've drunk enough of it,
mm-hmm.
you taste all of that.
Right.
You know, I've come to appreciate some Irish whiskeys.
Okay.
Some Glenmorangie.
Nice.
There are certain bourbons that do appeal to me.
Right.
But I'm not tasting any. I'm not.
Not for Thanksgiving.
Any orange, a vanilla, hints of lime, and apple. I'm not tasting none of that shit.
Not even for Thanksgiving.
And honestly, I'm not even really looking to taste any of that.
Oh.
You know what I'm looking to taste?
Mm.
After I take that sip, it goes down the throat.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into the stomach. It starts getting dispersed to the bloodstream.
Right.
And how I feel after that first sip,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And guess what? At 40%, it's all going to do the same thing.
Oh, good grief. Well, let me hammer out a couple more here before we wrap this part up. But Francis Ford Coppola, now I've seen his wine maybe a couple years back. I've seen his wine. He's got a good, he's got a diamond collection of Oregon Pinot Noir. He's got his winery that he started in 2009. Now, the Pinot Noir has the flavors of boysenberry, cherry, and mocha. Now, the director's cut is a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Syrah, and Petit Syrah. That's a $44 bottle. I've seen that. I haven't tasted it, but it looked kind of interesting. But let's get to the, like I said, we get to the nitty-gritty. We had Jay-Z. Now we have to go with Mr. All Right, All Right, All Right, Mr. Matthew McConaughey. He's partnered with your favorite company, Wild Turkey.
Uh-oh.
Yes, he has partnered with Wild Turkey in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. He has a refined Texas mesquite and oak charcoals that honors his roots from Kentucky and Texas. The flavors, note of caramel, pear, and citrus, $40. And then, of course, Snoop Dogg. Big ups to Snoop. He is a shareholder in the Cuca Fresca Acacia, which is the sugar cane. It's a Brazilian sugar cane. It's all right. including Prata, which is direct from Brazil. It's produced a lot of sugar cane, but with a different distillation process. And Snoop got all into this back in 2003 when he filmed his video Beautiful down there. Now, you can find it anywhere for $20. So those are some of what the celebrities are possibly going to be drinking during Thanksgiving. But for our connoisseur de liqueur, this is your ultimate guide So, ladies and gentlemen, this, and yes, you hear a faint drum roll in the background. This is the drink that you are supposed to buy for Thanksgiving, and this is coming from the lips of Mr. GPS. Sir, you have the floor.
I'm looking at my counter right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I got half a bottle of Jameson Irish whiskey.
Ooh.
Sitting right there.
Okay.
I'm going to get another one.
Mm-hmm.
Next week. I might even get two.
Oh, damn.
But that's where it's going to be for me. Okay?
So we are down with the Irish whiskey.
I'm trying to tell you, dude. And like some people like to drink it straight. I want a little bit of soda in it. Not much. Just okay. A little bit.
Right.
But, you know, it just really makes me relaxed. So I'm going with some Jameson.
Jameson. Okay? And
and I might even step it up and get one of the... Like, I won't get the white label. I may step it up and get the green or the black one.
Ooh, okay, nice. Being festive for the holidays, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, just because. The other thing that I had that I liked the other day, and it's come back to the liquor stores now in PA.
Okay.
There's Bushmills Irish Scotch Whiskey, and ooh, then there's a Red Bush.
Wow, nice.
And that Red Bush is...
Is the shit.
That Red Bush is just really where it's at. I mean, if I wasn't looking at this Jameson, that Red Bush is right where I'd be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pair that with a little bit of soda, ice. I'm trying to tell you.
And of course, you'll have your Thanksgiving feast there, so you're going to be tripped-a-fammed all over the place. And then adding that is
At least it said something about trying to cook before she left. But I said, nah, cook it when you get back.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you ever dare to marinate it with Jameson? Marinate your turkey?
If I was going to marinate one, mm-hmm, I'd do it in some jerk seasoning.
Okay.
But you'd almost have to have it in a bucket or a...
deep fryer.
A tote of some sort. Well, it's got to sit in the jerk seasoning for a while and
mm-hmm,
marinate that way first. Okay. But if I had to do one, it would be a jerk.
All right.
It would be, you know, I would, you know, it'd be a jerk season turkey, or I deep fry it.
Got it. And there will be a lot of people.
I haven't had a deep fried turkey. I haven't had a piece of deep fried turkey in probably 15 years that I can think of.
Damn, that long. I didn't think it was that long. I figured you would have done
it. Yeah, I've only ever had it once. But, I mean, dude, look, there's nothing like it. Okay.
Okay. All right. I will.
Nothing like it.
I'll co-sign on that, even though I haven't dabbled in that, but I've always been curious about it. But usually for me, I keep it traditional. I do, you know, my marinade. I do the seasoning and everything like that a couple nights before. Put it in the bag, or I'll drop a little Yingling or some other type of beverage, Sam Adams maybe, and just sit it there for about a day or so, and then heavy marinades throughout all the hours that I'm cooking the bird. So that's what I'm getting ready for. I just got to figure out what am I going to use this year. What am I going to use? So that's still in the thinking stages right now. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the advice that you need to take from this man who has seen the world of liquor and has survived with only one kidney and one liver, thankfully. Still don't know.
Oh,
how.
I've got one more honorable mention.
Honorable mention, yes.
If you can get your hands on some vodka mojitos.
Ooh.
Not the regular mojito is made with rum.
Right.
I mean, lime juice, mint, sugar, and vodka.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell you, there's nothing like it. Okay? Nothing.
We know where this guy is going to be the day before Thanksgiving. He is going to be at the liquor store, and he might be going to our favorite spot, which we always love to promote here, and that is Roger Wilco. The 6 locations in Jersey. GPS, where are they?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Palmyra, Pensauken.
Yes.
Berlin and Burlington.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Cross
Deptford.
Keys. Deptford.
There you go.
There's Cross Keys, yes. Oh.
Cross Keys and Berlin aren't the same thing?
No.
Okay, cool. And that's it.
We put our stamp on Roger Wilco for years. So big ups to Roger Wilco, especially this holiday season. Go there, grab whatever you want. I might even go and try to see if they have that Don P from 92. That's the one I've always wanted, even just to hold on to it for years. 92 is a great year. Big ups to the brothers, G5. Sir, we thank you for your knowledge on your culinary skills and your liquor skills, because they always come in very important to us during this holiday season. So just remember, folks, this has been the Thanksgiving special edition of Lifestyles of the Semi-Rich and Semi-Famous, Champagne Dreams, Caviar Nightmares, and No Potato Salad. Leave that shit at home.
Blame it on the goobies, got you feeling loose. Blame it on the drone, got you feeling the zone. Blame it on the alcohol, blame it on the she says she usually don't, but I know that she front. Cause all they know what she want, but she don't want to seem like she easy. I ain't saying what you won't do, but you know we're probably gon' do what you've been feeling deep inside. Don't let it out now. Girl, what you drinking? Don't let it sink in. Here for the weekend, thinking we can see what we can be if we press fast forward. Just one more round and you're down out the door. Fill another cup up, feeling on your butt, but you don't even care. I was unaware how fine you was before my bus had ended. My bus had ended. She tipsy. She put her body on me and she keeps staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gonna do. Baby, I would rather show you what you've been missing in your life. When I get inside, girl, what you drinking? Gonna let it sink in. Here for the weekend, thinking we can see what we can be if we press fast forward. Just one more round if you're down on pouring. Fill another cup up. Feeling on your butt, but you don't even care now. I was unaware how fine you was before my bus set in. My bus set in. Most shots, you open up like a book. I ain't trippin',
cause I'ma read ya.
Shawty, I ain't trippin',
I just wanna please ya.
I'ma take a shot of the nouveau. Shawty, didn't you know what's going down? We can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean. Shawty got drunk, thought it all was a dream. So I made her say, ah, ah, ah. Now she got a hand on my legs, got my seats all wet in my ride. She already knew what to figure. Had her looking at her boyfriend like, fuck that nigga.
Blame it on the jewels.
Got you feeling loose. Blame it on the drone. Got you in the zone. Blame it on my alcohol. Blame it on my alcohol. Blame it on the vodka. Blame it on the Henny. Blame it on the blue tap. Got you feeling dizzy. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Now to the bombers popping bottles with the Henny.
are going to have to bid everyone adieu. And unfortunately, Mr. Cortez has to take care of his little one. And of course, you know, family is always first. And of course, the Thanksgiving, that is our theme. The family is first. You know, they come in our hearts first. We do a lot for them. So our final thoughts is going to have possibly a Thanksgiving twist to it. So soundboard, let's do it.
Final thoughts with Mr. Cortez.
Well, to all of you dreamers out there, keep dreaming, man. But you know, sometimes you gotta wake up from a dream and go get it.
Mr. GPS, you have the floor.
I know we're all busy during the year. You know, everybody, you know, gets up Monday just trying to make it to the weekend. We do this week in, week out. Listen, holiday time, people are slowing down. Make time to go see your family, okay? Stop over here for a half. Go see somebody else for a half. Go see another person for a half. Start popping up on doorsteps.
That's all right.
I know some people don't really like that, but that's one of the things that I kind of miss. That's kind of one of the things that I miss coming up.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to folks just kind of dropping by, saying what's up. Hey, what's going on? How you been? Or, you know, hey, if you got to call before you come, yeah, call. Yeah, I'm here. And bring a bag of ice. I got you.
There you go.
Now we can really get into it, have some fun. And that's my final thoughts.
That's right. Reach out to those that you haven't reached out to in a minute. That's always a plus because, like I said, you don't know what is happening in people's lives until you get to talk with them that one moment or when that one visit that you passed by their crib. Obviously, for me, I feel the same way. But first, Cortez, not to speak for him on it, but in his behalf, I would say that Mr. Cortez is definitely thankful for, obviously, his family, his wife, his daughter, his family, even though sometimes they might take the Tupperware to a Thanksgiving once in a while. He is thankful for them. He is grateful to have them in his life. That's where I think he stands. And he definitely does a lot for others. So he likes people to reciprocate. And people should be reciprocal with those type of things. You do something good for someone, have somebody do good for you. So that's how it should be. Golden rule. For me, it's been one hell of a year. Literally. Year's starting to wind down, but got to be grateful for a lot of things. A new journey in my life, new location. Some people will call it a lower giblet bumblefuck where I live, but that's okay. That's okay. We got good seafood down here. So, you know, at least from what I heard. But I'm not digging the tractor pulls. Real fuck that shit. I'm sorry. Either way, for me, just thankful for what I have. As Mom always said, be grateful for what you got because you could have nothing. So
that's right.
And make sure that you keep all those things so you won't have nothing. I've seen a lot. A couple of brothers that I've had through the year have passed on, unfortunately. So, condolences to their families and, of course, love to my brothers. And we don't get to see each other as much as we should. And at the same time, and I hate admitting this, but yes, we are getting older. You know, I try to shave those hints of grays and, you know, keep my nice, smooth baby skin. Point is, we got to try to reach out, communicate, talk, or actually show your face in somebody's house and say, hey, you know, how you doing? It's been a while. Sit around. Let's not wait till it's too late and say good things about a person or appreciate a person. Appreciate them when they're still around. So that's my take of everything. And please make sure when you come for Thanksgiving, bring something. You can leave with something. But goddamn, make sure you cook the shit when you bring it. I'm sorry. Don't come with cold shit. Unless it's cold cuts. Simple as that. We thank everybody for listening to the Turkey Day special. So any comments, any criticisms, you know, just check us out. Our full shows are listed on SoundCloud under G5 Radio. We still appreciate you guys listening. And until next time, as we say, those who can will, those who can't won't, and si se puede. Peace.
This year I'm going all out. I'll be in Thanksgiving at our house. Yes, sir.
About to bring everything but the hog out. Think we eat nothing but grass, what you talking about? Shit, I'm about to jump into the whip and hit the Whole Foods early. Get everything to get that soul food working, like mac and cheese, the collard greens, the black eyed peas, and get a roast of that tofu turkey. Got cornbread, even got stuffing. Mashed potatoes so good, put your hands in it. Green beans, and you know we got yams with it. Got cabbage and greens with no ham in it. You can fill your plate up without all the guilt. We whip pies up, nigga, out of almond milk. Everything that you touch gonna be dairy free. Even though I don't care for me, boy, please, I got
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rackets. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken.
Let's go, baby.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
No, I gotta get seconds, man.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes, beans, beans, beans.
So good, got me back in the kitchen. Can't lie, boy, the mac and cheese hit. Low key, got the situation lit. Bro, you say the same cheese, nigga. Tell me how you did it. How the hell you getting milk out of coconut and cashews? Barbecue sliders out of jackfruit. And it tastes so good, gotta grab two. And desserts, they about to get smashed too. Got vanilla cookies, eat them like it's nothing. Got the lemon and the blueberry muffin. I got sweet potato, apple pie, and pumpkin. Taste buds and bean pies and jumping. Got cupcakes, raspberry icing. Top it off with coffee and some light cream. Or the vegan cookie dough vanilla ice cream. Need a plate for your leash? Tell me what you need. I got
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rackets. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes.